I hope so, because we're live. So, hey, everyone, welcome to today's episode of Don't Kill the Messenger, the daily live water cooler series in April, because, you know, we all love, since we're all kind of stuck at home, we can't really meet each other at the office or anything like that. Not that we're doing that anyways, but we still want a water cooler to have a chat around lunchtime, at least for me, lunchtime, in mountain time. So I have, today we're talking about a signature program, why you need one and why you can get even more profit with less time by having one. And this is what, and she'll talk about this, my special guest here, Natalie Lavelock. She'll talk about this in a second of why you need one and how it's helped some of the biggest brands really scale even faster. But before I do, I just want to introduce her and let her say a couple of things about herself. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, Victor.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. So tell us really quick, like a 2-sentence breakdown of like what it is you do for people.
So I work with coaches, speakers, and health professionals to build out the programs and products that they need to help expand their business, make more money, and build the lifestyle that they want to live.
Awesome. That I love it. I mean, like, makes sense. It's straightforward. I know exactly what I'm getting with you. So that's fantastic. I feel a lot of people overcomplicate stuff like that, right? Sure, you get it.
I'm a bullet point girl. I'm like short, sweet, to the point.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. So let's kind of get started with like what a signature program is and like why people really need one.
So a signature program for most people is either going to be your high ticket one-on-one or your high ticket group program. It's all about what it is that makes you unique in the marketplace. So that's one reason why it's important, because there may be 1,000 health coaches out there, but when you really dial in into what makes you unique, it helps you to stand out from everybody else. So signature has to do with being unique. It's the thing you want to be known for. And so what I do with my clients is I really dig into, you know, who they are, what they're all about, what they want to bring to the world, what they want their legacy to be. And then we craft their programs and products around that. So they truly are unique in how they do what they do.
I love it. Yeah. I mean, it's true, because we all have this, I feel like most, and if anyone's, if you're anything like me, you've come to this realization, you come to a point where you just keep, you feel like you say the same things over and over again to the same people. Like every time you onboard a new client or work with someone new, and it's like, it can get a little monotonous, but you know, like that's your jam. That's what I do best. That's how I help people. That's how I get them the result that they come to me for. But it almost seems like before, I guess you have a signature program, it almost feels like you're kind of reinventing the wheel, although you're doing the same things over and over. Is that kind of what people, is that the point people come to you? They're like, I need one.
What was that last part? I need what?
Like, is that kind of when people come to you? They're like, I just need to make sure this is like fine-tuned and we can do, we get the same result every time.
Yeah. So people really come to me at two different stages. One is those people who are, they feel called bring something forward into the world, and they're trying to figure out what the heck that is. Like, how do I make thing work? Maybe they have a certain skill set. Maybe they have a certain methodology, but they're like, really, is there some way to package or repurpose it in a way that I can serve more people with it? Okay. The second group of people are those people who have been working, have been fine tuning. They know exactly what they do and how to do it, and they need to take it to even more people.
Ah, I like that. So there's definitely two stages there. There's, I would say I'd probably fall into that second stage of like, we fine tuned it. Like when we have one-on-one work, we definitely get taken to this exact process, but we'd love to help more people, but there's only so many hours in the day, so many people we can help at a time. So this is kind of where you and I would kind of meet at that point to start saying like, how can we turn this into something I can bring out to the world, right?
Absolutely. That makes sense. Absolutely.
So help me understand myself and everyone, what, I guess, why is it that a signature program is like essential as you grow your business?
Sure. So one of the other things that I do is online courses. And that is like the hot topic, the thing everybody wants.
Of course.
I want this passive income. give it to me now, right? Let me build a course. Let me push this thing out and I'm going to be set overnight. You know, you see the screenshots of people and they have 42,000 messages of everybody that's just bought their program.
Yeah.
The reality of that is that doesn't happen for most people. And especially when you're just starting out in business, who are you going to market it to? Do you know what they really want? You know, do you know that you can provide the solution for what they actually want? Are you any good at providing that solution? And so when you lead with something like that, it's almost a recipe for disaster.
And makes sense. Yeah.
Okay, so when you start with the signature program, you're doing all of that fine tuning. You're fleshing that out. You're learning exactly what your market needs and wants and how you can contribute that and how you can get results for your clients. Because if you don't have results, you're not going to have a business for very long.
Right. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So who uses like signature programs? I know you kind of have like some examples of how to use it successfully and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anybody who's smart uses a signature program.
that makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm getting a little sassy. But
it's okay.
No, that's okay. So I want to go back to your other question for just a second because I didn't fully answer that.
Oh, sure.
Once you have the signature program and you know what you do, how you do it, who you do it for, and the results that you're going to get. Mm-hmm. Then you can start, you take that same thing and you just start spreading it. So then you're doing it with a small group of people, then you're doing it with a large group of people, and then you can create your online course. And when you have your online course and get that passive income, it's all much easier because you've worked out all of the kinks and the bugs and things like that in creating your signature program up front. So I usually say that the signature program is the key that unlocks the door to success for your business, because once you have that, everything else flows and expands from there very easily. When you're creating something new, there's always going to be some amount of work that goes in, but the amount of work is so much less than if you try and start on the wrong end of the scale and you're fighting it uphill the whole time.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of my clients actually are healthcare practitioners. So chiropractors, therapists, functional medicine doctors, people like that. Well, I'm a nurse by trade. I have a master's degree in nursing and I did program development, training, course creation in corporate healthcare for over 15 years. So it's like, I speak the language, you're my people.
That makes sense. Yep. Here you go.
Yeah. So anyways, what that looks like for them is one of two things. Either they're looking to provide some trainings for their clients, some ways that they can move beyond having to see patients in the clinic face to face. They want to be able to work with people in a more virtual format, or they have created their own methodology for addressing a health related issue, and they want to reach more people with that methodology, or they want to train others to teach that methodology. So they may be setting up a certification program where they can train people to do the thing that they have really coined for themselves over their years of practice.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. I like it. So it does help because, again, like I mentioned, most people run into this situation where they're like, they feel they've kind of hit their cap of like one-on-ones and they can only take on so many people at a time because they're focusing so much on the repetitive stuff, where like a signature program could help. And eventually that can be pulled out, like you said, into a course that helps along with, like, it doesn't necessarily take away the one-on-one, but now that person shows up to that, for example, let's say you have 3 to 4 meetings with somebody, with a client, as you onboard, take them through that process, but they have their homework of watching these videos to get them ready. And then you get to do even more during that one-on-one time with you, which provides that much more value for the client.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And that's, you know, that's the fun thing about creating all of this is when you have the systems and processes in place to be able to deliver high level content to people in a multitude of formats, your business grows faster, your overhead goes down. And because they are able to do some of that work on the front end, when you do talk to them, you can go deeper into the content and really get them even better results.
Ah, okay. Yeah, no, that's definitely, I love it. It's true because it really does help to make shorten that process. Because if we're spending our time with our clients where it's like, it's not the most valuable piece, it's like about that piece that has to get done. For example, mm-hmm. we when we work with the clients, like one of the pieces in it is like crafting lead magnet that converts really well. And that's a piece that it can be hard to grasp, but like the description of it, it takes about 30 minutes to really go back and forth. But that could be done outside of that conversation, and then they bring what they've brought, and it allows us to go even deeper on our actual one-on-one time. So mm-hmm. I love it. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Which again allows less time for me, more profit, on top of me providing extra value to that person because we can go even faster, even farther.
Yeah, yeah. And it all comes back to understanding what's going to get your clients results and what's going to move your business forward. And when you can find that sweet spot of having the right program or product offer that's mm-hmm. going to benefit your client and your business at the same time, that's gold.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. Awesome. So I guess help me understand, like, with everything happening right now, it sounds, and you and I were talking about this right before we went live here, but help us understand, like, what has happened for you during this time? Kind of like, what have you shifted? Have you needed to shift? Have you needed to pivot? Have you needed to go down on something?
I keep saying, what downtime? It's like and it's a good thing. Like, I'm so excited about. I feel like I always need to preface this. I do not take it with a grain of salt what is going on for people in their businesses right. and in their lives, and that we are losing family members, you know, and that is heavy. That is hard, and I do not dismiss that at all. And business owners are all of a sudden waking up to the alarm that's been sounding for years and years. Like, we keep saying, you need to have an online presence. You need to be able to talk to people in multiple different formats. And they're kind of like, oh, yeah, whatever. Lock the door at night. Open up at 8 a.m. Lock the door at night. And all of a sudden, it's created all this awareness.
Preach. Like, I can't just keep going. Like, I'm over here like, amen.
I can tell. I get tickled watching you. You're like, oh yeah, you're eating it up.
Yeah, yeah.
So really now they're the light bulb has come on and they're saying, oh my gosh, I was unprepared for this. I had my head in the sand and I want to keep my business going. And if I want to keep my business going and stay, you know, keep my doors open, I have to be a little more innovative, which means I have to look at all the strategies that are available to me to serve my clients in multiple different ways. And so for a lot of people, they're looking at how do I do social media? How do I create relationships? And Victor, this is something you and I have talked about. Mm-hmm. And when done properly, works absolutely beautiful. It's like use the autoresponders and the chatbots and the things like that to keep that nurture sequence going and to keep the relationship moving forward with the people that you are providing services to.
Yeah.
And also having the capacity to serve your clients when you can't be face to face, whether that's doing a virtual program, whether that's doing an online program, whatever that looks like, people are finally starting to pay attention to how much we need to be able to do that.
Yeah, no, I love it. It's true. Because I mean, it's, I can't agree with you more. Like, I've had people that have been on the fence to work with us. And then when all this happened, they're like, hey, I need you. I'm like, you needed me. You needed me then. Now it's kind of like, it's not that it's too late. It's just, how much farther ahead would you be?
Exactly.
Have you paid attention? It's funny because I actually have another podcast coming out on Monday to speak specifically about this. It's a different topic, but it touches on that specifically of like things like this, this pandemic. We can't blame it. Things change happens. There's going to be tomorrow. There's going to be after this whole thing over in a year or two or 10, there's going to be another thing that happens that like
yes.
Wakes people up to something else. What it's really doing when things like this happen, really, it shows you the things that you've been ignoring that have already been there. It just shines a light on them now. For example,
exactly.
Like people with financial struggles, like sure, there may be like truth behind a lot of things of like, I'm going to call them excuses, but those people that are like, I haven't, I'll save up one day. I'll start creating savings. They're like, they could have done that, but they chose not to. They chose to ignore that issue. And then now they're like, oh my God, what do I do? Right. And it's sad to say, and it sounds harsh at the same time. It's a reality that this is what happens when you don't prepare in advance. Unfortunately. And like having something like this prepares you in advance for anything, right? It allows you to go back and fall back on things like this and use your signature programs, use your courses, that whole passive income. I have my own opinions about passive income, but I mean, that's for another episode.
perhaps that they're not really 100% passive. Is it having anything to do with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's why I talk a lot about it becomes much easier to do these things, but it's not, you know, work free.
Right,
there's always some element of being in there and managing and promoting and all of those kinds of pieces that have to fit together. But yeah,
exactly. There's definitely something that's always happening behind the scenes. There's this dream of like, oh yeah, I can turn on this program and I'll be a millionaire tomorrow and I'll be sipping Muay Thais and I don't know, Cancun or something. Yeah, I don't know. It's like I said, I have my own opinions on it, but that's for another episode. But I want to hear more about the signature program. So you kind of touched on like why they're necessary, why it's a necessity, because so it allows you to spend less time on the things that are not as valuable for the client, but to spend even to dive deeper to provide even more value for the client without having to add more of your time. Do that.
Oh, hold on one second.
Oh, no worries. It's all good. We're all at home here. We're at the water cooler.
Phones ring, kids running around.
There you go. Yep. Yeah.
That's part of it.
Yeah. All right. We're all at home, but we all understand.
Okay. So can you repeat your question one more time?
Sure. So I guess like what's the next step? Once someone has that signature program, how would they bring it to the world? Like what's the impact that they could potentially have with it?
The impact is exponential. A lot of people, once they have their signature program fine-tuned, will start to break off pieces of that and do events. They'll be doing workshops. They'll be doing micro trainings and everything like that. All around that core program or product. And so then not only do you have this thing that is that represents the best of who you are and what you have to bring to the world, but now you're able to take it to people and make it living. It becomes experiential.
Ah, okay.
And so,
oops, did I lose you there? Okay.
Nope. I was just waiting for the rest of the sentence.
No. It was just a commentary. Yeah.
Yeah. So you can take it to people and you start building experiences around that, which helps to also then build your tribe. It builds the community of people that love you and that trust you, and they wherever you are, they want to be with you.
I love it. So like what I'm hearing, and this I don't know if this is true or not. So, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm hearing the creating the experiential part of it, you're saying I could potentially, like, so I'm like, just imagine, I could take a piece of this signature program, turn it into like a one-day workshop, like mm-hmm. a live event workshop, when we are able to have those again, and then move people like through that into this signature program.
Sure. I know it sounds abstract, but doing that from your core signature program, it becomes a solution to a problem, and it becomes basically another form of a funnel for your business.
Mm-hmm.
So there's just so many opportunities and so many ways to spiral out from that once you have that core program, your signature program done. Like the possibilities are endless.
Wow. Yeah. It really, like, so that's where my brain went, right? Like I was, cause I know live events have been a big thing for us in Q1 before this whole thing happened. We doubled down on it. We're like, we're going to speak and kind of do all these live events. So that's like just still there. And that's kind of why my brain went there, but I'm sure like that's just one possibility, right? So just imagine the endless amounts of possibilities. This could be an online version. This, you can even, I'm thinking you can even turn this into a book.
You probably could. I will say I haven't had anybody do that yet.
Usually, I'll be the first.
You'll be deal. Let's do it. what I have seen a lot of people do is taking their book, and this is deviating from the signature program so much. Just a little bit, but they have taken their book and they've turned it into workbooks. They've turned it into audio trainings. They've turned it into online courses and things like that. Yeah. So that comes more from people who are in the speaker author space who have created that book. And it's kind of like, I'm not trying to insult anybody, but it's kind of like the one hit wonder, right? I have this one thing.
Yeah.
And if they don't buy that one thing, then I'm just kind of sunk. And so when we can take that book and turn it into multiple different things, now you have options, right?
Yeah.
And you're not really recreating the wheel.
Okay, no, I love it. Yeah, that makes absolute sense. It's perfect because it's true. It allows you to do, it just opens up so many doors, it seems like. What is the hardest thing? Because I'm sure there's a lot of people that are like, sure, okay, I do the same thing. Like they heard some of the things I said. They're like, oh, I'm doing the same things over and over. Okay, I just turned that into a signature program. I'm going to just do that. I'm going to just map it out and do it. Like, I'm sure you've run into this with people. They're like, I've tried it and I don't know how to do it myself. Like, what are some of the stumbling blocks you'll see them run into before they finally are like, you know what? I just need someone to do this for me. So
couple of things. Number one is focus. They have so much that they can offer people that they end up coming across like their Walmart, like, oh, aisle 17, aisle 4, aisle 9, you know, just pick. And really what that does is it turns you into a commodity instead of a value-based business.
Makes sense, yeah.
So we don't want you to be the Walmart brand. We want you to be your own signature brand. So creating focus and knowing what to lead with is number one. Number two is, and I just forgot what number two was. What was number two? Mistake number one is losing focus, just like I did. number two is you're overwhelming your people. You are the expert in what you do. And so when you're like, okay, I'm just going to do all of these things and then they're going to be just like me and it's going to be amazing. And your people are like,
okay. So let me speak to that. Cause I've run into this all the time and here's the exact moment this happens. And it happens every time I attempt to pull the lead magnet out of my clients. They give me a webinar and I'm like, this is way too much. That you've written me a book. We do not need that. We need a piece of that. And like the best way I've ever explained it is like it's a lead magnet is simply something that can be consumed by the end user in about 3 to 5 minutes, and they can implement it themselves in the next 10 to 15 minutes after they've consumed it. As that's all it is. Half the time what we're doing, I know that I see this all the time, when working with clients, we pull all this content out and we're like, this is not just one lead, this is like 7 of them that you have. Because these all, and like you said, it's overwhelming. There's too much happening here. And it creates this infobesity where someone will consume it. They might consume it, but they're like, I can't do all this by myself.
I can't implement it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then they don't take momentum. And then they associate that stopping with you because you're the person they got it from, which we don't, none of us want, right? We want to help people in advance. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like that's kind of it. Like the when they try to bring their signature program together by themselves, it's kind of like a fire hose. Like, here you go. Cause their intention is good, but
yes,
overwhelmed because like I understand my topic like no one else. And if I were to fire hose it at you, you'd be like, dude, that was way too much. You know, like, I get it. So you really help create that like small bits and pieces that allow it to be consumable and actionable and allow someone to get that momentum.
Exactly. Exactly.
Which is great. I call that the expert's curse, right? Like we know, like what we think is too easy often is the hardest for our clients. So
it is. And you know, part of it too is like you said, the heart is good. The heart is in the right place. Mm-hmm. Because the desire is to help more people and the desire is to help as much as possible. And so if we think that if we give them the whole solution, they're just basically going to worship at our feet. But right. But it is too overwhelming. The other thing you have to consider is where your client is in the process and make sure that you're giving them the content that's relative to them. So just as easily as like overwhelming them, if you make me go back and do foundational steps 14 times, like you're going to lose me because I'm like, I know this, I've done it, I'm bored with it. Stop it. Let's move on to something. Let's move on to the next thing.
Yeah.
And so you really have to know like who this is for and make sure that the content that you've developed is geared towards where they are and a half step beyond where they are.
I love it. Yeah. Cause I mean, I'm personally not a fan of courses, just for that reason. Right. It's either too much sometimes, or most of the time that I've experienced, it's not enough. And it's too slow. And I'm kind of like, a lot of this stuff I've already have, like I need a little bit more. And I think that's kind of what you're getting at, right? So you help make sure that that does not happen. And it's like the perfect amount for that person at the right time.
I'm going to say ideal.
I like it.
Perfect is like, there's Natalie standards that are way up here. And then you set the bar perfect. And I'm like, I don't think anybody should claim that it's perfect, but I definitely shoot for ideal.
I know I kind of cut you off on step two, like, but is what comes after that? So it was like focus, making sure that we're not overwhelmed and it's like bite-sized pieces that make sense and it's ideal.
And we talked about, you know, beyond that, it's the right content for the right person at the right time.
Yeah.
And I think beyond that, it's just, you know, not having a variety of delivery methods. If you've always delivered your content in a workshop, it's time to figure out the backup plan, or it's time to explore how you can reach people. And this was one of the things for the therapist that I worked with, very well known, truly considered an expert in her industry. And she was limited to working with people in her state. Because they have to be able to come into her practice or attend a workshop or something like that. And now she has the capacity ability through her programs to work with people virtually and expand her practice that way.
I love it. Yeah. Makes sense. Because then you can deliver it more effectively throughout the world.
Yeah. Everybody always is like, you know, don't put me in a box. You know what? I don't have to, because you're putting yourself in one. I'm trying to unwrap the box and let you out so you can be free.
I love it. No. So, okay. Definitely you're, it sounds like you really help curate a lot of that, right? So not just you help maintain the focus so that it's the right content. We're not overwhelming someone. And then you help really craft the fact that this content that we're creating is ideal, as in the ideal amount for that person, wherever they're at, whether they be a beginner or advanced. Like, we're mapping out that content in a way that is ideal for them, wherever that it meets them, where they're at. How can we reach out to you to really find out more and be like, hey, I think it's time for me to do this. I think it's time to really take my workshops and bring it into a signature program that maybe like an online digital version of it, or like break it down in a different way.
Sure. So, do you mind if I share one of my freebies?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I know.
Okay.
I know I said earlier you can just send her an email. For sure, Natalie@NatalieLayblock.com. However, absolutely, please share some of the freebies.
So the first step is to send me an email and just tell me you saw me on Victor's show and you want the freebie. We'll just make it that simple. So Natalie@NatalieLayblock.com. And just tell me you saw me on Victor's water cooler show, Don't Shoot the Messenger. And that you would like the freebie. And here's what I'm going to do for you guys. So I have a product that's called Create Your Programs and Products Now. And with that, you're going to get a blueprint that's going to show you how you can turn your expertise into income. Then you're going to get a live training with me where we're going to take a look at how those programs and products can expand your business. And then you're going to have a private one-on-one call with me where we're going to look at what's the best solution for you and your business right now. So that's over $1,000 value. When I pitch it from stage, it's usually for about $599. And so for Victor's Tribe, I'm happy to offer that to you today for free.
Nice. I love it. I love being able to arm wrestle you guys into giving me stuff in my tribe for free. So.
Oh, Victor, you're so awesome. You really are. You're a great guy. I feel so blessed to be a part of your community. And I've benefited from some of our conversations about bots and all of that fun kind of stuff. So.
Yeah.
I'm very grateful.
Awesome. No, yeah. Well, thank you so much again for kind of shining that light and sharing us and then showing with us like why a signature program can really help us get even more profit with less time involved. There's a lot of great insight there. Like, definitely where people get stuck are the focus, like really making sure that we're not just over-delivering. We want to over deliver, but not in the way that overwhelms. We want to make sure that the content is also right for the right people, ideal for the right people, to meet them where they're at. So that's very important. And you definitely help curate that whole piece so that we can just take our expertise and focus on like delivering it and providing the most value in the actual content, as opposed to having to map out that content. I think a lot of people run into that issue of like, well, I can do it myself. Sure. I can do a lot of video editing myself. Is that my best use of time? Is that really the best, like my expertise? No, it's not, you know? So like, let me pass that off to someone who can turn that into something even better, like even more fantastic. So, and who better to do that than Natalie here? So just reach out to Natalie, Natalie@NatalieLayblock.com. And for those listening on the podcast, Natalie is spelled N-A-T-A-L-I-E for Natalie, and Layblock, LAVELOCK.com. So Natalie@NatalieLayblock.com. Go ahead and send her an email. Let her know that you came from this show here. And just say like, hey, I want to start a conversation. I want to get access to that freebie and get some started. I love knowing what happens next. And thank you for doing that as well, so that everyone knows what happens next. They reach out, they're going to get this, and then that happens, and then this happens, so that they can get the best results possible. So thanks again for coming along today. I appreciate it, and I'm sure we'll stay connected as always.
Thank you, Victor. It was my pleasure.
Awesome. All right. Well, I'll see everyone next time on Don't Kill the Messenger. Since we're at the end of April, this will no longer be the Water Cooler series of Daily Live. It'll go back to our regular scheduled programming of having those interviews on Mondays at 10 a.m. Mountain Time. I think that's 12 p.m. Eastern Time. And we have those on Wednesdays and Fridays, just the solo episodes as well. All right. So, talk to everyone next time. Bye-bye.